أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين قالوا إن الله عهد إلينا ألا نؤمن لرسول حتى يأتينا بقربان تأكله النار قل قد جاءكم رسل من قبلي بالبينات وبالذي قلتم فلم قتلتموهم إن كنتم صادقين فإن كذبوك فقد كذب رسل من قبلك جاءوا بالبينات والزبر والكتاب المنير صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 183 and 184 of Surah Al-Imran, continuing with the discussion of yesterday. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discussed some of the arrogance of the Yahud, where they began to say that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is faqir wa na'udhu billah, Allah ta'ala is in need, Allah ta'ala is impoverished, Allah ta'ala is poor, they themselves are wealthy and rich. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladheena qalu inna allaha ahida ilayna. These are the same people who said that certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken a pledge from us, Alla nu'mina li rasulin hatta ya'tiyana bi qurbanin ta'kuluhu an-nar. What is that pledge? That certainly we should not believe in any rasul, in any prophet, messenger of Allah ta'ala, until he brings to us a qurban, he brings to us a sacrifice which the fire devours, which the fire burns. The previous Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, when they would want to make any form of sacrifice for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they would take out that sacrifice and place it onto the hills, and then that sacrifice would be accepted by Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as a token of acceptance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a fire to come down from the skies, burn that sacrifice, and to show that this sacrifice has been accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Such also was the case of the booty, the spoils of war. So here, what they used to say was that we cannot accept the nubuwat, we cannot accept the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presents some kind of sacrifice. He places it on the hills of Madinah Munawwara, and then this fire comes, burns it, devours it. When we see all of that, then we would believe that he is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometime in the past we discussed this, that it was never necessary in the first instance for a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to show out any miracle. It was sufficient for a Nabi to declare his nubuwat, more especially when a Nabi had come with a kitab. More especially in the instance of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and most especially with regards to the Yahud. Because they had read about him in their kitab, in the Torah. They had read about his signs. They had read about his akhlaq. Why had they been in Madinah Munawwara? They had known that this was the Darul Hijrah. They had known that this is the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala. Everything and all the signs were apparent to them. So there was no need for any further clarification with regards to the Nubuwat of our Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His declaration, the Quran Sharif, all of it was sufficient. The signs were all over there. There was no need for any clarification. And then there was never a need for any Nabi to show any specific kind of miracle. So miracles was never the condition, and a specific miracle was even more far-fetched. So hence, here, for them to ask for such a miracle was not even appropriate whatsoever. قُلْ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْ قَبْلِي بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. But look at the response of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, say to them that many rasools had come before me with clear signs. These rasools had come, they had come with miracles, and when they had come, وَبِالَّذِي قُلْتُمْ فَلِمَا وَبِالَّذِي قُلْتُمْ, And then they had also come with those specific signs that you are speaking about, that they had placed the sacrifice, that sacrifice was burnt, your forefathers, they all had seen all of this. But then what happened? فَلِمَا قَتَلْتُمُوهُمْ Then why did you kill those Nabis? So you are absolute liars when you ask for such specific miracles. You are never going to accept the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This has not only been your trait, this has been the trait of your forefathers also. This goes in your blood. It is your family history. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ If you are truthful, then speak up. Why did your forefathers kill the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam? Why are you pursuing the life and the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turns to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoles him, and Allah ta'ala says, فَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if they deny you, they belie you, they do not accept you, then faqad kudhiba rusulun min qablika, then many rasuls before you had been also denied, also belied, the people did not accept them. These Nabis, ja'u bil bayyinat, they had also come with very clear sign from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Was zubur, they had also come with scriptures from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These scriptures were very indicative that they are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal kitab al munir, they had come with illuminated kitabs from Allah Rabbul Izzat, kitabs that showed the light and the way to Allah Rabbul Izzat, but they were also denied. So do not lose hope, and of course do not be saddened and grieved by the fact that these Yahud have not accepted you. Of course Sahaba Ikram accepted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that would be sufficient for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Zubur here could also refer to the Zabur of Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, and Kitab al-Munir then would refer to the Torah and the Injil. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala always keep us steadfast in our belief in our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.